This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It's my birthday. Tune in to the conversation.
Yeah.
Time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. And as always, on my right hand side, I got
El Capitan, El Coronel, Vladimir Camaño.
Ah, shit. Yo. And on my left-hand side, I got...
You got the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad, all up in here in the conversation.
Ah, the birthday man. Wow, congratulations. Yeah. Well, today's your birthday when it impacts. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Appreciate you. It's a celebration.
Happy birthday, brother.
It's a celebration.
We're
going to get to that.
We're going to talk about it, man. That's what's up,
very
man.
Very nice.
One of the triumvirate has gotten older. Well, good to hear. Vlad is out there, Shoebox Studios, L.A. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm out here. I think it's like 98 degrees right now. It's 92.
Shit.
Hot as balls.
Ooh.
What's the weather like in New York?
We getting into our fall bag right now.
Yeah, it's a little nice.
It's a little indecisive.
It's a little warm nice, but
right. Right. What you thinking about, a good 81?
Yeah, it probably was 81 at its peak, but I stay on the shade side of the street.
Oh, okay. Well, how about
probably
that?
Like 76, 77.
Where you were standing.
Where I was standing.
Okay. With a potential to go as far as 81.
With a potential of 81.
Yeah. We far from
the 90s. I copped the Nike Duck boots.
Really? Early call. Especially for L.A. where it don't really rain. Them.
What's that for the
travel?
Well,
I got them because, you know, for the travel, because they made out of some weird rubber.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't crease, so they're a good shoe to bring to New York when I'm going to New York during these winter excursions.
So that's a New York investment.
Okay.
It's a New York investment, and I think I may wear them next time I come to NY.
Your cop game has
increased.
Absolutely, drastically. You cop every week. You all copy McCopperstein. Before, you was very reluctant with your trigger finger. Now, you letting that AR go off.
It's an addiction, man. And I'm going to quote Damien on this one. I think you said this last week, Damien. I got more sneakers than I'm ever going to wear.
Oh, shit. Stunt. I like that.
Well, you said that.
I didn't say that. I might have said, but I mean,
he said it on the air.
No. I did say it. But you know,
he said it. Yeah, he said it in conversation. We were on the phone.
Yeah,
and we were talking about buying those. I forget what the Jordan premiums and fours.
Right.
You had said I got more sneakers than I'm ever gonna wear.
Yeah, well, I ain't pop my collar like that, but I can dig it. I see where you standing. I know what you're talking about. But you know what's so funny? I was watching, you know, because speaking of sneakers, I still watch like a lot of unboxing videos.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes I'm not going to cop.
Right.
But I want to feel like I copped. You know what I mean? So I watch an unboxing video. There's a couple cats I like. Shout out to my man DJ Dells. I rock with him. He's probably the first cat I rock with. But there's another dude, Rich's Kicks. He's from Atlanta. And, he buys all types of shit. He's got a cool disposition, real funny kind of guy. But he did this one top five sneakers that he wish he hadn't bought.
Mm.
And that's right.
As somebody now who has more sneakers than you will wear, you must have bought a pair of sneakers that you like, you know what? I could have kind of saved my paper on this one. Have you? And if so, which sneaker is it?
I'll tell you right now. I bought the Jordan 6 Lows.
Uh-huh. What colorway?
The red and white ones.
Mm.
Jordan 6 Lows, red and white. I've worn them maybe once, and they cool, but every time I'm about to put them on, I go, eh.
Yeah. Six, you know, Lows, red and white. I don't think I've ever seen them shit.
6 Lows, red and white. Red, white, and black.
Okay.
Those are comps I wish I never did.
Yeah.
I got a pair of Barclays. Mm-hmm. CB3's black and like the Miami Dolphin green.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Wish I never copped those.
ain't those like a phone? Never... That's like a phone, man.
No, no, no. It's like,
oh, yeah,
it's
oh, yeah. No, 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 no. I know what you're talking about. The leather ones.
Yeah, like yeah. Miami Dolphin joint on them. Mm-hmm. Wish I never copped those. you laughing at me.
I just like, because you get that Miami, and you know, he's young Miami over here.
It don't offend me. My bad. I didn't
mean to. No.
I'm just laughing.
It don't offend me. He bought them shits.
Right. Keep going. What else? You got a few.
I didn't mean to do that, man.
No, man.
It ain't nothing on my part. Dade County 305 over here. It's all good.
Anyway, what, anything else?
Yeah, of course, there's always some shit, man. There's I got some, what is it? The breads, the Jordan 11 breads.
Right.
The Lowe's.
Yeah, you're not fucking with them.
Wish I bought those because I ended up buying, fast forward 2 months later, I bought the regular 11 breads.
Oh.
Black and red.
Ah.
So those Lowe's are kind of just sitting there, and I may give them to my brother. I don't know. I'm not really rocking with them right now.
Damn,
benevolence.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll stay tuned.
Yeah, so,
we'll see.
And, you know, it's funny because the Lowe's are cool, but it's got to be a very particular Lowe for me to buy them now.
You can't say you might give a nigga a sneaker on the podcast and not. Like, you went public with the intent. You can't say, you know, I might give my brother those, and then three podcasts later, we find out that shit never happened.
Are you calling me Donald Trump? You saying I ain't got no donations?
I don't know, man.
you think I'm not sure on my tax return?
I mean,
Trump, come on, yo.
You know? What did y'all think of this debate last night, man? This fucking foolishness.
Man, oh man, it was a spectacle. It was Pacquiao versus Mayweather last night.
Okay. Who was Pacquiao? Who was Mayweather?
Pacquiao was Trump.
Why? Because he just got rocked or?
You got rocked. You got missed. I mean, you know, it's a terrible analogy.
Yeah, I was trying to see where you were going with it.
That's an awful analogy.
Pacquiao would be insulted.
I'm trying too hard. That's Pacquiao Mayweather. Nah, you're trying too hard.
Trying to have a hot take too early.
Yeah, you're doing too much. No, I think you guys can jump in, but it was clear as day that Trump was not prepared, man.
Yeah.
Either he wasn't prepared or he was collapsing under 90 minutes. Basically, his rhetoric, his sound bites can't last for 90 minutes. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's almost like a comedian doing the same joke for 90 minutes. Like, all right, do we get it?
Right.
Change it up here.
Yeah, what you think?
I ain't watched that shit.
You sound like Plies.
I mean, what the
love
fuck?
Love the analysis.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? They was hyping the shit up like it was a boxing match.
They were going hard.
Yeah, I already know I'm not voting for Trump, so what the fuck am I looking for? I mean, you're only going to have two fucking candidates in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
And I ain't voting for Trump, so what the fuck?
I guess.
I didn't even want to be entertained by the shit. I didn't want to have to wake up mad about no shit.
Uh-huh.
I slept easy like a baby. I skipped all of the social media.
Uh-huh.
I'm good.
I don't think I got upset by it. Trump was Trump. You know, Trump said his ignorant shit. Not even like, it wasn't nothing that was surprising. He's just an idiot. He's a blowhard though. You know, he'll try to bully his way through. He'll loud talk you with no real point. You know what I mean? He'll just, no, you're wrong. You know, shit like that. he's got his little things that he wants to say. Like, I did find one thing that was funny. Trump will make me laugh. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to vote for Trump. I hope this shit peters out at some point. There's still a lot of concern. But Trump is still so ridiculous that at the end of the debate, right, they were saying something like, yo, like, all right, now, if you lose, do you recognize the process and endorse whoever wins? Be not a sore loser, but be like a, if you lose, bow out gracefully and throw your support that way. So eventually he got it, but it was either in that statement or right behind it. He said, Hillary, you spent like $200 million on everything you're doing, all these attack ads, you're sending out on my way and all of that. I ain't really spent nothing. And every poll I look at, I'm either beating you or we neck and neck. But the shit was just such the consummate business guy. Like, yo, and I ain't even spend that much. Like, that the whole shit, I'm still about to break even Trump, with this dumb shit.
Trump like, we ain't even supposed to be here.
Word. Word.
We ain't even supposed to be here. Trump is a nigga in the motherfucking boom. Running.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom.
He shouldn't have been here. He shouldn't have been here. He shouldn't have got this far. He shouldn't have got this far.
Made me laugh at the stuff he was attacking her for. He was saying stuff like, he cut off and he was like, just so you guys know, I also have a better temperament.
I missed that point. He's such a weirdo.
He said, I got a better temperament. Like, oh, I got to vote for that. I got to vote for him.
But it was a big deal. This whole shit was a big deal. Like, it was probably like 4 or 5 watch parties just in my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. No, it was lit. It was like people wanted to see it. You knew what you was going to see, but he's just such a fucking... It's a train wreck.
Good TV?
It's good TV. It's bullshit.
That's what it has come down to.
It's a spectacle.
Good TV.
That's what politics is now. Politics is just a spectacle. Politics is a world star video. You know what I mean? Like, you cringe... You feel bad for watching it. You can't even believe you support this type of shit. But for whatever reason, you done rewound it 4 times. And you done shared it with your friends.
Lord have mercy.
But he had some other shit that he said. I mean, he had a few little funny jabs. It was like, you've been doing this for 30 years and you still haven't done anything. It's been 30 years.
You know what's funny?
What?
So Hillary was like, you know, Trump was like trying to dig her on her experience.
Right.
And Hillary goes, woman, you've been Secretary of State for, you know, da-da-da-da years.
Right.
And you negotiated this deal overseas. And she kept listening. And then he was like, and he goes, and none of that experience is any good. It's not good experience.
He's a funny dude. He told my man, he was like, well, let's just be honest. I'm going to keep things semi-exact here. He said semi-exact. What the fuck?
I mean, I'm a lie.
I'm a lie, man. And y'all can't fact check me. Yeah, man. It says more about the U.S. than anything that Trump has gone this far.
We rolling.
We're going to get what we deserve, though. We'll see what happens. Anyway, what else is going on?
I went to Six Flags on Sunday, man.
Where?
Yeah, I went to Six Flags, dog.
Where's that at? Where's Six Flags where?
Six Flags what city?
Magic Mountain. Magic Mountain.
Oh, okay. I heard that.
That's in L.A.?
That's in Los Angeles, yep.
Okay.
How was it?
Los Angeles.
Who'd you go with?
Man, I think I went with my manager,
okay.
Chris.
Okay.
And I went with his cousin and my boy Steve, who does a lot of production work for us. He does like the video editing.
Okay.
And we went down there and...
Chris live out there now too?
No, Chris is out here for business.
Okay, all right.
He's out here for business. So we went there. I got to tell you, man, I think I'm going to go again next week.
Really?
I know this sounds, I don't want to sound too deep about it, but it's therapy, dog. Like a roller coaster, if it's an obstacle for you, it's a great way to get in tune with your fear. Because it's a controlled space to interact with your fear, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, because, you know, All risk aside, the ride is set up so that you can come out safely on the other end. You know what I'm saying?
Right, theoretically.
It's engineered that way. So you know what I'm saying?
Unless some shit pop off.
Unless something happens.
Yeah. Exactly. Which is life. Something could always pop off, right?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, gem shining. Come on, Vlad.
You know what I mean?
Shine that gem.
So it's like you literally have a conversation with yourself and you go, fear, this is not real, it's an illusion. I'm gonna come out the other side. I'm gonna face you, I'm gonna talk to you, I'm gonna get to know you, I'm gonna get intimate with you. I'm not trying to escape you, I'm just gonna sit with you for this next minute and a half.
Shit.
And
go on a date
you
with
know,
fear.
That's what it is. I'm going on a date with fear. I love that.
Okay.
Or you could have put on them red and white sixes and went to a Crip neighborhood in Compton or something.
Well, that's a whole different outfit.
Well, the thing is...
That's not as controlled.
That's out of control. And you're not guaranteed to come out there safe.
No.
That's when you got to really show and prove. Can you stand up to it?
Yeah, man. Stick to Magic Mountain.
I think you phrased it better, but I think... I think I'm going to start doing that. You phrased it better than I did, but I think I'm going to start doing like having dates with fear.
Mm.
In situations that are kind of controlled so that you could really sit with the fear and talk to it.
Are you having a problem with fear?
You know, I've had anxiety since I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? In terms of like, you know, I'll avoid certain situations and as an adult, you get to a point where you're like, if I don't face this fear, I'm not gonna succeed. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to put yourself in situations where you can manifest the fear in a controlled setting. You can really feel it, see it, think about it, you know. Mm-hmm. Have it time constrained, like for the next minute and a half, I know I'm gonna be afraid, but then it's gonna be over.
How do you apply that? What are you applying that to in real life?
So basically what I'm telling myself is that no matter how this turns out, it's gonna turn out okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I'll give you an example.
No,
if I wanna try a new joke out, if I wanna ask a girl out, mm-hmm. if I wanna invest money in something, mm-hmm. if I wanna stand up to somebody, you have to tell yourself at the end of this situation, it's gonna turn out okay. It may not turn out the way I want it to.
But it's not gonna
kill me. But I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
No doubt. It's not gonna kill me.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
You know,
might.
But I like that. I may start doing that. A date with fear, man. A date with fear. I think I'm gonna go again next week, man. Just to, you know, and I think I'm gonna go solo. I'm gonna just, you know, for myself. I'm gonna go solo.
All right.
But in real life, what is one of your biggest fears that you wanna conquer?
I think for me, man, and I did it this past week. I ultimately want to be a showrunner.
Mm-hmm.
And someone had asked me to do someone asked me to write a show for them, like just me doing it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't know what's going to happen or not. And in my head, I started panicking a little bit. I was like, I don't know if I could do this solo. You know, I don't know if I could do this on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I was like, similar to the roller coaster, it's like, it's going to be a big drop in the beginning. But once you catch your rhythm,
right,
mm-hmm.
You out. So I did it with that. I was like, fuck it. I was like, I'm going to get on this ride. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So you jumped in.
You took the position.
You jump in.
You took the challenge?
Yeah, because you also don't. Yeah, because you also don't know how things are going to happen because, you know, there's help along the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you don't realize help it until you get the in way. There. Like, help is on the way. Help is available. So you're not by yourself, man. So, like, I tell myself, even if I write this thing and it turns out to be shit, I'm mm-hmm. still going to be all right at the end of it.
And you're probably going to learn how to write better shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got to learn to fail. You know what I mean? That's the fucked up thing about it.
And the whole thing about it is, if you don't write shit, nobody will ever know if it's shit or good, you know? You just got to do it and put it out there.
But also, the other thing, too, is I've written a show. Like, that's the other part, too. Like, I've written a show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right.
So I can do this. You know, it's like, it's just your anxiety gets in the way and it tries to creep in and you know, make you behave to your lower self.
Mm.
You got this, Vlad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I hear that shit.
It's brown man magic, man.
So,
you know what I mean?
So what was the most scary ride at the Six Flags?
Oh, dog, man. I got on this ride called it was called Goliath.
Uh-huh. Oh, that shit sound crazy.
And this joint got a 255-foot drop.
Okay. What's that? What does that translate to? How many stories? Break that shit down.
I don't know, man, but when that drop comes up, that
20
drop
stories?
Wow.
Go ahead.
I mean, when that drop comes up, you feel like you're going straight down, dog.
Are you keeping your eyes open or are you closing your eyes? Keep it funky.
I keep my eyes wide open and I put my hands up.
Whoa. Front seat?
I got on the front seat. So the front seat wasn't available on Goliath. I got on the front seat on the ride called Riddler's Revenge.
Okay. I heard that shit's stupid, too.
Yeah, that was stupid because you're standing up.
Mm. Hands up on all of these. Eyes open.
Hands up.
Embracing fear. Tongue and fear down.
They were fear, man. Tongue and fear down.
Fucking fear with no rubber.
You know what I mean? Raw dog.
Raw dog.
Shit. Finger pop fear on the Goliath ride. 20 stars.
Come here, fear.
Goliath is crazy. And also, they had this ride called Twisted Colossus.
Oh, shit. That sounds crazy.
Colossus was unbelievable, man. That joint was crazy. Yeah. And there was one more ride called, it was called Full Throttle.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Drag. I want to hear how you do Dolo. I want to hear the Dolo report. If you do it again and you go by yourself, I definitely got to hear it. Because I've been, you know, on the road, you might find yourself in one of these towns that all they got is like a Six Flags. You know what I mean? And I still be like, I can't fuck with it. I'm Dolo. I'm not going on these rides by myself. Even though I know if I get on that first one and I go off that first little drop, I could live off that adrenaline for maybe three rides.
Yeah, with roller coasters, that's all it is that first drop. All that other, all them flips and turns and shit, that shit don't be.
But it's a lot of building of the tension. That long ass line. Looking at that shit go, that click, 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 all of that shit. I can see it. It's a lot.
No, it's definitely a lot. They set it up that way.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, and is after that first drop and you get your rhythm, you could.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Also, but I'll still,
go ahead, what?
Go ahead.
Finish your point. I'm about to veer off topic.
No, I was going to say that they also have the Flash Pass. So, like, the Flash Pass, you pay, I think it's like $114 for the pass.
Oh, you all in.
Oh, you all in.
You got money. Sky. I heard that was a bit. Remember that?
You got money.
I mean, listen, man.
The L.A.
You know what I mean?
The L.A.
You know, fear. Fear is expensive, you know what I mean?
Fear is a motherfucker, hell yeah, right?
Shit,
my biggest fear is tapping my pockets and ain't nothing there. Shit.
No, fear ain't cheap.
You gotta pay. Fear is free, goddammit.
Fear is
expensive.
Let's get this fear over with, nigga. Here's the fast pass. I'm scared. Can we hurry this up? Please.
Yo, dude, with the Flash Pass, you get on every... I got on every ride, like, I'm not even lying, like, within 5 minutes.
Oh, well, that's cool.
You need some kids.
Because so, then because you can't live like that. When you
no,
got,
you can. You got a flash pass. And then, you know, that's when you're real, when you're a boss. So you got the flash pass with your kids.
Excuse me. I have a meeting here.
Like, daddy's a superhero.
Very important person. Flash pass.
Oh, the kids are a whole separate fear.
Yeah.
That's a whole other fear.
You can't solve that shit riding on no roller coaster.
No, sir. That is not a controlled environment.
Because that drop is not a quick one. It's a sustained.
Oh, boy.
18
no
years boy. Sustained.
Shit. No, sir. It is... It gets a lot of likes on Facebook, but I'm not sure about one.
But you know what? I always ask if your kid don't get that many likes on Facebook, was it worth it?
Was it worth what?
Just having the kid in the first place. No, the kid is only
motherfucker.
Y'all
motherfuckers out of focus.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. We definitely out of focus. But let me ask you this, man, because I was tooped in this weekend on the Book of Face. And I seen a very special episode of Black Fathers.
Okay. What happened?
Well, I'm not a black father, so tell me what happened in the most recent episode of Black Fathers.
Okay, most recent episode of Black Fathers. You know, I've been shooting with
Star-studded.
Yeah, I've been shooting with the Oscars, the Academy, this all last week.
The Academy.
And
Academy.
So just so happened.
The Oscars.
They had a screening of... Queen of Katwe.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, it's a kid movie. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I brought the kids to the screening.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great movie. You know what I'm saying? It's beautifully shot. You know what I'm saying? Africa.
Okay.
And, and in the building, you know, you had the director.
Uh-huh.
You had my man David. African last name.
My man David O. African last name.
I didn't say David African last name.
Was it Alawando? Selma.
Yeah, I'm
Selma.
Hey, I know your energy.
Nightcrawler.
I know your energy.
How you say it, Chris? Uh-oh.
Yo, don't get Chris fucked up.
Yo, Chris, you know that emoji where it'd be like, I don't know. Yo, he hit us with the real life.
don't hit Chris with that shit.
With African pronunciation. That is out of my jurisdiction. Anyway.
And
Ayuelo, I think it's okay, Ayuelo.
Ayuelo.
Shout out to our African listeners.
We're not going to get it messed up, man.
Let us know.
I know your energy, David.
Yeah.
You in the building.
David from Selma.
Yeah.
David from Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
David from the movies.
He was in the building, and then Lupita was in the building.
Woo! Wait.
We not, man, why you gotta go through all that?
Lupita who?
She go by one name now. She like Beyonce, Cher, Madonna.
Oscar award winning
Lupita.
Wow, Oscar award winning ass, you know, in the building.
In the
How many
building.
People was in the building with y'all?
Now listen, see, you know. the shit was it was crazy because, you know,
talk to us.
When the lady from the academy, she, you know, saying she hit me, asked me did I want to come. I was like,
the academy.
And then she said the movie, so I was like, yo, you know, put me down for me and my kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now I didn't know that this was one of the screenings for like the voters. So it was kind of like not the elite, but like it's like the voters. It's like 25 people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they old, they're serious as fuck about what they about to do.
Right.
They complaining about, you know, different things happening within the, you know, the system that they need to straighten out. And I'm in here chilling with the kids, like, okay.
Right.
So I didn't know it was all that serious. So, but you know, so I came through with the kids and, you know, and then we watched the joint. But it was like 25, 30 people in there. Wow. Tops.
Wow.
And it was it wasn't like a fancy VIP screening. It was like, you know what I'm saying, down to business screening.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's what's up, man. How was it? Did your children get to meet Lupita and David and everyone?
They met David. They you know, they said hi. Lupita was kind of like on a skirt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think she you know, she had to get up out of there right quick. So.
Okay.
So she did a little talking then, but she did, you know, acknowledge the kids with a, you know what I'm saying, with a black woman head.
What kind of haircut did she have? Because typically she'll have a good high top fade of some fashion.
Well, you know, she had the, you know, the little haircut she got, the little, you know, little structured fro.
Little Nino Brown. Oh, she got the fro piece.
The little
there.
Structured fro. Okay. You seen a video with her doing a little rap in the back of the Uber or whatever, back of the
car? No, I haven't seen this.
Oh, yeah. This weekend she put up a video of her rapping, celebrating her 3 million follower on Instagram.
Damn.
But she was on the way to this joint, and when she was doing that video, she was on the way to that joint.
To the event that you was at.
Yeah, because she was like on the way to see David, da 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 da. She ain't say his last name either.
Oh, okay. You know. She used an emoji.
But it was cool, and you know what I'm saying? But you know, the whole time I'm thinking, okay, there go Lupita.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I know a while back on the show, you had, you know what I'm saying, posed the question about, you know what I'm saying, you put it out there that you saw a situation with her, you know what I'm saying, her posterior backside, gluteus maximus.
He hit this guy.
You put it out there.
Let's be clear.
You put it out there that she had a fat.
Okay, I might have.
The whole time I'm thinking, okay.
Okay.
Let me check to see if she got the fatty that Damien said. That was like.
I would have never come to. Okay, I can dig it.
That shit was consuming my.
Right. This shit that this guy.
Like, okay, let me see what Damien talking about. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen it in person. Right. No shit like that. So, okay.
Okay.
All right, she going to be here. All right, I'm gonna let.
Oh, so this was before you even got.
Yeah, no, this was. No, they don't come sit through the movie, so they come like at the end for like the little panel.
Right.
So I'm just like, okay, she gonna be here. I'm gonna, you know, make sure I have a report
for
the conversation. Okay. Follow up.
Niggas is linked in. Get close to the speakers.
And you know, she was dressed nicely. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was as advertised.
So respectful, this guy.
It was.
That was a tight rope.
It was as advertised.
Well, that's what's up. I don't even remember advertising. That's interesting.
You don't remember advertising. Come on.
I don't know if you did that on the air.
Oh, come on. You was on the air.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I'm online right now, and my Google search entry is Lupita Fatty. Let's see what comes up.
Well, there you go. Look at old VLAD.
There's a whole section for that, you know.
Wow, wait a minute.
What is it? What's the section?
You know how when you Google somebody and they have, like, you know,
feet,
family, feet, movies, you know what I'm saying?
They have little
topics across the top of Google.
Nosy shit.
Yeah, they got one. There's one after D said that they had one that said Lupita body. Wow. It's, so it's a whole little section.
Interesting.
For that whole conversation.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I didn't want to be no disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean,
like
she's that. A fine actress.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
One of the hilarious.
One of the best.
A fine actress.
Absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely.
So well, that she is. She definitely is a fine actress.
But yes. It was interesting in the movie, you know what I'm saying? She plays the mother of the girl who's like the chess champion in Uganda.
Oh.
And the way she carries the role is interesting because, you know, she kind of, she takes away all of, you know what I'm saying, the swag and the sexiness and all that in this role, you know what I'm saying? And she carries her body in a way that, you know what I'm saying, in a way, it looked like an auntie or a grandma, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I guess she's carrying this load as a single mother.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So she put on a certain walk that made her kind of look like something totally different than what she was. I thought that was pretty interesting that they had to, they implemented that. I wonder if that was a director's call or, you know what I'm saying, her call to implement this, like, grandma walk.
That grandma, the auntie.
The auntie walk.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
As opposed
to just a regular walk. Okay. Because you could see it was, like, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know what I'm saying, acted out.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. Was it a good movie, though?
Oh, the movie was great. The movie was
it like an Akilah and the Bee type of thing, but for
yeah,
chess?
Yeah, definitely like an Akilah and the Bee, but... You know what I'm saying? It's all, you know, it's interesting because you don't really, I got a theory in film and media.
Oh, shit.
How you never see bare black feet on the screen.
Wow.
Just relaxing. Just chilling. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just in a flaccid,
just flaccid feet.
Idyllic.
You know what I'm saying? And not that you saw it in an idyllic manner, but in one of the first scenes of the movie, it's a black foot, bare black foot. You know what I'm saying?
One?
Not that her, well, it's two. Like she's taking off her shoes to go into the thing, going to the match. I guess that's the you know, the ritual.
Right.
But from the jump, you know what I'm saying? That is probably the blackest thing you're going to see on TV.
Black foot.
A black foot, just bare, across a 20-foot screen. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I'm saying?
How the foot look?
Yeah, no, it was not. It wasn't a beauty foot.
It was a hard
it was,
work.
It was a foot.
It
was a foot.
It was.
But it shouldn't have to be a beauty foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, everybody else get to be bad.
It was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, that's letting you know off the rip. Mm-hmm. This is about some black people.
This is black shit. We gonna get all the way in it.
Yeah. So welcome.
Put our foot in it.
Like welcome. Okay. Take your shoes off before you come in. Step on my carpet.
Get comfortable.
No doubt. So from that moment on, you know what I'm saying, it was a lot of blackness. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just a lot of beauty and black. It's just the colors. I don't know if you've seen Mother of George or nothing like that.
No, what's that?
It's a movie, you know. Yeah, it's a movie, Mother of George. Go check it out. It's a black.
Cinephile.
It's a black movie. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, an African family and the dynamics in the United States that they're trying to uphold, you know what I'm saying, traditional traditions.
Where would I access this film? Could I get it on Netflix?
It should be on Netflix. Oh. But Mother of George, this is a beautiful black film. Okay. Bradford Young was the DP, and you know what I'm saying, the director, you know, I'm not going to mess up his name, is Andrew, you know what I'm saying, Andrew, my man, who used to take pictures for Complex.
Not Complex,
the Fader. Was it Dasanamu?
I know exactly his last, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah,
but
see, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to fuck up the African names.
I can keep going.
Andrew, who was a photographer for the original Fader.
We're just going to have to really start respecting African last names.
No,
they Africans is in all the way in the building.
It's out of respect that I'm not going to
butcher it. But I'm saying, like, now gotta learn how to really, you know what I mean?
Gotta hear
before,
it a few times.
Yeah, Washington was easy, you know. Jackson was something easy.
You done
Smith.
You done heard that's
now we gotta Yongo. You gotta be able to get your Yongo on. Get your my man David. We gotta learn how to, you know what I mean? Gotta give it for real.
No doubt.
You gotta get your Yongo on.
No doubt.
You know what I mean?
So if you saw Mother of George, it's like the bigger Disney, flashier version of
just beautiful blackness mm-hmm. and colors and browns. You know what I'm saying? You're not used to seeing that on a big screen, right. just all browns all the way through.
Right. Yeah, no, I can dig it. I like that. I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of melanin on the screen. You know, it's out there, and it's
Where are you seeing that?
I mean, all over. I'm seeing what we say. I
put
just
them,
watched.
Put them up on a couple. Put them up on a couple.
Sound like it was a problem. All, I mean, it's been all over. Have you not seen?
Sound like Trump over there.
Exactly.
I'm cool
everywhere,
with the blacks.
Everywhere I look.
I have a great relationship with the blacks.
Nah, I watched the first episode of Insecure. Shout out to Issa Rae. Shout out to Yvonne Orji.
My homegirl's on that.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I liked it. It was cool. Shout out to Melina. You know what I'm saying? The director, you know, executive producing on there. Like, I like what they're doing. I like what's going on. I saw that. They only put one episode up. I think it debuts on the 9th of October. And then they also put up two episodes of High Maintenance. I kind of wish they did two and two. Same thing they did with High Maintenance with Insecure. Being that they kind of both somewhat spawned from the web series type of thing, and they kind of coming out the same time. Mm-hmm. It'd have been cool because you got to see, you know, an A side, B side type of thing. It was, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just asking for more. I should be happy the fact that we saw it early, but right. They played it early on HBO Go. But I saw that. I saw High Maintenance. I liked it a lot. I mean, first episode is
the bodybuilder, like the muscle dude.
Yeah. Is that the first? Yeah, it's the first episode, and then there's definitely a graphic sex scene going on in there. It's different. You know
how long?
I mean?
How long is the episodes?
They like 22 minutes, 30 minutes, or something like that. And they paced well. You know what I mean? And then I saw the second episode where it was like, what happens is it's almost like two acts, kind of similar to like with the web series, but like, and they're kind of interconnected. So it's basically two acts. I don't want to fuck it up for nobody, but it's like, you know, there's an Indian family, and then there's like a swinger party. You know, and then somehow, some way, there is a bit of interconnection.
Mm-hmm.
But just the way that they got this wild array of people on there, that was pretty good. I watched, watched Survivor's Remorse, watched the finale of Survivor's Remorse, season finale.
Okay.
I thought that was really good. Left you on a nice little somewhat cliffhanger. Saw the Power finale.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little disappointed. I don't know what I wanted, honestly.
I didn't even know that was the finale.
Yeah.
No, so, you know, I wasn't watching it as, okay, this is the finale.
Right.
I was just going along, okay, another episode.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed a little bit in the whole season, this particular season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was as powerful, no pun intended.
Okay. Pun was intended.
Kind of, sort of, okay. But not really.
Okay. Yeah, it could have made the stakes just a little higher. And your point about, not the face acting, even though we've been getting some tweets about the face acting, but your point about Ghost going from, like, cold, calculated, smooth boss in the prior seasons,
mm-hmm.
where he had everything kind of under control, to where he's a bit hapless.
Right.
And it's like, well, this shit is like a 180.
And
it was a little unbelievable.
Yeah, and then it was after you bought into the character as, you know what I'm saying, the character as it was. But then one thing I don't like, you know what I'm saying, just about the storyline in particular, as you get into it a lot this season, is that, you know what I'm saying, the shit that he was most passionate about, you know what I'm saying, the shit that he was going after.
Right.
That who he's building his new self, he's recreating himself.
Right.
They position it as more of a weakness. You know what I'm saying?
In what sense?
Just everything about it was what, you know what I'm saying, brought him down.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you moving? What's going on?
Kidnapped?
No. It wasn't even that.
Wasn't even that.
I had to raise the seat that I'm sitting on. It was a little low.
Okay.
It sounded like motherfucker was duct taping you over there.
The damn seat got a little low, you know?
All right, well, you good? You straight now?
I'm good, man.
Real crazy. All right, go ahead.
Now, I'm just saying that, like, all of the stuff that he was moving towards was positioned more as, like, a weakness. Like, you know, his wife wasn't with it, you know what I'm saying? The club shit, you know what I'm saying? Everything, the club shit was... on every angle is being attacked, and he's making mistakes because of the club. He's making mistakes because they're positioning his dream as like just this pipe dream that he that he shouldn't even be trying. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times in these types of shows, when it's the street dude trying to go straight,
right,
it's always positioned like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the hard exit.
Yeah, it's the hard exit, but then it's like almost like, dude, why are you even trying this? Like, you know, and they never make it out in the
You already in, gonna have to meeting. Look over your back for you're over your shoulder forever. So why not just stay in the game?
Right, like string a bell, you know what I'm saying?
That's what they said. That's what the young kid said.
He got killed, you know what I'm saying, trying to do real estate. You know, right. He had on his hard bottoms when they killed him. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to change his life. The last scene on The Wire, you hear a string of feet clicking through the Omar like, where you going? Them hard bottoms on
hard bottom slacks on getting shot. Motherfucker got shot with his interview clothes on.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just impossible to change your situation. Like, that's a weakness to change your situation. You know what I mean? You know, but I understand this.
Nobody like change, you know? Nobody like change. People will get uncomfortable with it. The people that have to change it, the people that have to react to the change that's put upon them, oftentimes, more often than not, most people... They don't just smooth into change. You know, it takes a while. They fight it a little bit. And then the thing is, it's inevitable. So at some point, you're going to have to succumb to the situation. But most people aren't that inclined for something different, you know, unless they have complete control over it, you know. And it's interesting. But, you know, that's all I want to say about that.
Yeah, yeah, you know. I just want to know where they got Lakeisha at.
Who Lakeisha?
Lala.
Oh, where they got her at? What happened? She got you think they
did you watch the series?
Now, did they kidnap her?
But they didn't say what happened to her. Remember Tommy went in there, you know what I'm saying? They left it open ended whether, you know what I'm saying, they just can't find her. She not answering the phone.
I caught a little bit of that. I might have been I might have been typing. There was a couple episodes where I was like on the internet. I did kind of catch a little bit of that, but they like flirted with that. They didn't say anything like particular was going
to
happen.
Well, he told Tommy to kill her, and Tommy went in there, and then that was the last time you
Who
seen
Who told
Keisha.
Tommy to
the Serbian guy. Dude.
Yeah.
Milan.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know. Anyway. So, yeah, that was some melanin. what else was I watching? I started watching this show on Netflix called Easy. This shit is pretty good. I'm probably about four episodes
in.
What is it? It's like a relationship type show, drama. Like, it's a drama. There's some funny parts in it, but it's like, I can't really explain what the tone of the show is. You know, it's definitely about relationships. You know what I mean? It could get graphic, but it's funny. It's well written. There's some pretty good actors in there. I'm trying to think of anybody that you know. It's mostly like up and coming actors for the most part. There's that one girl that was in Dope, Kiersey Clemons. She's in it. Mark Maron is in it. I just got to his episode. I haven't seen it. You know what I mean? But there's some other cats, but it's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original. I'm probably about four episodes in. So far, I like it. So that's all I'm going to say. I mean,
I got to check it out. I have a confession to make.
Ah, shit. Ah, shit.
I still haven't seen the last episode of Narcos just because I don't want to see Pablo die.
Same thing?
Yeah, I was on that when I got to the last two episodes. I'm like,
you know what's gonna happen. You like this guy,
right? You're like, you know what's gonna happen. It's whatever. But you know, go ahead and check it out, man. It's interesting how he roll out,
dude. I haven't even made it past like maybe the third episode. This season to me has been slower. Maybe just because
no, it's definitely slower. He ain't got no action.
Okay,
he broke.
I'll tell you some shit. If we go, this is my last TV thing. Real talk. I got on to Black Market on Viceland. The shit with Michael K. Williams, Omar from The Wire.
What is that?
It's like a hood Sherpa program. So it's basically like, he's like the Anthony Bourdain going through the hood, like to the underbelly, right? He's one of these guys that people trust to take through the hood or whatever to these underbellies. So there's like, each episode deals with just some like some black market type shit. So one episode was about all the illegal gambling rooms in New York City. Shit that you don't even know. Like illegal poker games going on all over the city where there's a billionaire sitting next to a guy that might have $2,000 on him. Shit like that. Then there's the illegal gun trafficking ring. Then there's one about like the whole lean scene, like everybody, you know, on codeine and what's going on and how that moves about. Mm-hmm. There's one about, I mean, there's about eight of them up there. And they're pretty ill. They're pretty ill. They're interesting. You know, he gets in the fabric of some of this crazy shit. So it's definitely worth checking out.
Mm-hmm. I heard Vice is gonna have their own channel too, right?
It is. They have their own channel. Right. It's out now.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought you meant like the HBO like a streaming app.
No. They got a channel. They got a channel now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But anyway, man. It's the born day, fam. Happy birthday. Yeah. What's good?
Appreciate talk to you, man. Kids. You know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah.
How you feel, man?
I mean, I feel great. You know what I'm saying? Checking another year off, another, you know what I'm saying, trip around the sun.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a good year. You know what I mean? Been getting kind of focused and crystal clear about, you know,
mm-hmm.
who I am, where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? All right. You know? And shit, about to be a celebration out here.
Yeah, you know what you doing? What you going to do for the day?
You know, I'll probably hang out with my fam, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But what I decided that I was going to do, I'm not sure how I'm going to execute it yet. Mm-hmm. When I first started my company, Quincy Jones had sent me a bottle of Cristal.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
And it's been...
Who's this?
And it's been... You know, you heard what I said, man. I like that shit.
Brace!
You know what I'm saying? Y'all be acting like that shit. But Quincy Jones sent me a bottle of Cristal,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Ali, who sent you the bottle?
That's what I said.
Y'all messing up the conversation.
Who? But okay, say who was it? Who was it?
I couldn't really hear.
The story ain't even about that. It's not even about
sent
it.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't really hear.
You know what I'm saying?
You saying the man that produced Thriller.
Yeah.
Sent you a bottle of champagne.
Right.
Okay. That's all we want. Just want to be clear.
But that's my player partner, though.
That's your partner. There it goes.
You know what I'm saying?
Quincy Jones. Shout out to QJ.
But, you know what I'm saying? When I first started my business, he sent me this bottle. And it's been, like, sitting on my bookshelf. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I'm going to bust this at a momentous mm-hmm. occasion. Mm-hmm. Like, when I do something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy. And you know what I'm saying? Every year I look at that motherfucker like, damn, it don't never feel like I've done nothing crazy enough to pop it and shit. Uh-huh. But then it's also like a reminder like, yo, you ain't did nothing to pop this bottle yet. So it's like a, you know what I'm saying? Like I put too much on it.
However you want to look at it.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Yeah, I'm putting too much on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Too much pressure on myself.
It's just some champagne.
It's just some champagne.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to myself that I'm going to just go ahead, man, fuck that shit. Pop that shit just in the spirit of we here, we still in business, we doing good.
Embrace
your
upness.
You know what I'm saying? Got good people around us, you know what I'm saying?
Embrace your upness.
Embracing the upness, you know what I mean? And so I'm going to go ahead and pop that bitch open.
You know what I'm saying? Haven't done it yet?
No, I'm for my birthday.
Oh, okay. All right. We're still on. Okay, so you're going to pop that.
I'm going to pop that open. Hell, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that on. I'm going to put that in the fridge tonight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Get that get that chilled up. So, you know what I'm saying? By the time y'all listen to this, I'll be already done popped it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Pull up.
That's what's up.
So, I'm going to do that as a message to myself, to, you know what I'm saying?
What's that mean?
Go ahead and just celebrate where you at. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just celebrate what you're doing and where you at, as opposed to waiting till you get to some place that you haven't even defined.
Right.
I didn't even say when I get to this. I just said, you know what I'm saying, it got to be big. And every time you do something big, it's like you on to the next shit like, shit, I'm about to do something bigger.
Right.
So it ain't never big to you because you always looking at the next shit.
Yeah, you don't celebrate your accomplishments.
Right, you don't celebrate
the present.
You know what I'm saying? The present shit, what you own, and the strides that you're making. So it's just a symbol to myself when I don't have to look at it and be like, you know, I'm waiting on something.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, boom, we celebrated that bitch and we on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which I should have did when it first arrived.
Sometimes it takes some time to learn the lesson.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's, you know, the older you get, you know what I'm saying, the more lessons you learn, you know what I mean? And, you know.
What else have you learned?
Oh, it's like what have I learned?
What have I learned? Similar to Esquire
joint.
What have you learned?
I learned a few things in life, you know what I'm saying? I've been around the
talk to the people.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a few things, man, you know what I'm saying? I learned, you know, the one that like when you young, you think growing up is a number. You know what I'm saying? Like when I turn 21, I'm gonna be grown. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't really how it go.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Cause when you're 21, you feel grown, you doing grown shit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're buying drinks and going to the club and mm-hmm. and you know what I'm saying?
Acting the part,
fucking raw, playing house.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying? You doing whatever, you know what I mean? But as you grow older and shit, you still got shit you want to do and still got right. you know pieces of you that you want to fine tune and you know what I'm saying? And as old as I am now, you mm-hmm. realize that damn, it's still things that I need to master for myself, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On myself. So it's like getting grown is not a number, you know what I'm saying? It's not a destination where you get to. It's a journey, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like every step you get, it's like, okay, it's just like that champagne. Every step I get, you know what I'm saying, I want to do something bigger.
Right.
So as a grown person, you know, every step you make towards getting your shit right,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, it's like, okay, now I'm at this place, let me go ahead and tighten that up, and let me tighten that up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So one is getting grown is not a number.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's a journey.
It's not the destination, it's the journey.
No doubt.
I hear that shit.
So
I think also too, man, it's like you can't get to the destination no faster, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it's gonna come when it's gonna come.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
You gotta enjoy that ride with consistent effort and making sure you're putting your best effort forward, but knowing that the destination is not gonna get here any sooner.
Yeah, because you know, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit
you don't know till you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And, you know, another thing I learned is that, you know, it's like love ain't weak, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't enough.
Oh, shit. Well, hold on now. Hold on. You can sound like Teddy P. Hey, speak to us.
When you growing up, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get this, you know, the man talk, you know what I'm saying? You don't love these hoes and uh-huh. da, 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 you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put your feelings out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be vulnerable and shit. So, really, you end up, you know what I'm saying, dealing with you know, people and dealing with situations that you love, but you dealing with them in fear, as you talk about, Vlad, you know what I'm saying, because you don't want to be no sucker, you don't mm-hmm. want to be vulnerable, you don't want Stifling. Nobody to play you, you know what I'm saying, you don't want nobody to talk about your project that you love so much, you know what I'm saying, but in reality, love is the strongest shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the shit that push you when nobody there.
Yeah.
It's the shit that push you when ain't nobody else could tell you what to do. None of that shit. You just by yourself. It's the love shit that's going to push you to the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not weak. It's strong. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But it's not enough just to love some shit. Whether it's your job, whether it's your woman, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know what I'm saying? It ain't enough. In a relationship, love just ain't enough.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You could love somebody to death,
yep.
but you got to, you know what I'm saying, put them hands and feet to work and make sure every day you fine-tuning that shit and making sure you're doing the right things to show up.
Ali, I got a question for you.
What's up?
I think the second piece you're talking about is just like, it's will, right? Like hard work, commitment, sacrifice. And putting in the work, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, do you think gratitude has a place in that too?
Mm.
What
you mean, gratitude?
Talk to us.
Because I found that whenever I get down on my career, mm-hmm. that I feel like I'm not where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
if I take a moment to appreciate where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
it almost renews my motivation. It's last year I wasn't here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder where gratitude falls into.
No, love and gratitude go hand in hand. They walk hand in hand.
Okay.
They hold each other, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You can't really have love and no gratitude. It don't really work like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If you're in a love situation, whether it's with your work or with your mate, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be grateful for that shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be, you know what I'm saying, have gratitude to be have the opportunity to do the shit you do. You know what I'm saying? And be in LA and be able to cop every week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was a time where you probably couldn't do that shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you got to be careful, man. Because sometimes, you know, you get a little love, and then what happens is you start to get entitled.
Ooh.
Yeah. And that's when you get lazy.
Get entitled.
That's when you're lazy. That's when you think it's all about love.
You don't even work for the love no more. You don't even reciprocate the love.
That's what I'm saying. That's why love ain't enough.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? That's the quickest way to lose that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing the work, you ain't putting in the little things, you can't keep it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the second thing. I've learned over time.
Shit.
One of the third things.
Come on, keep going, Bob.
This is number three.
Well, you know, Ali, I'm really
you're killing this man's birthday.
No, go ahead.
I'm on it, man. I'm listening.
And with the annotation. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, what's going on?
This is a small example, I think, while he's talking about. I was on the treadmill a couple weeks ago just working out.
Okay.
And, you know, I did about 3 miles and I had about 15 minutes left, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a part of you just wants the 15 minutes to be over, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, can I run faster? Can I run slower?
Mm-hmm.
And then it occurs to you, like, I just got to stay in this shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Commitment.
I could choose to run faster. I could choose to run slower, but the bottom line is time ain't going to go any faster.
15 minutes is 15 minutes.
15 minutes is 15 minutes, you know. So, Ali, for me, that, you know, that example just really hit me just now with the whole destination journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 15 minutes ain't going to go any, it's not going to go any faster or any slower. All you control is your level of effort.
No doubt.
There it is.
Within those 15 minutes. Yep. Anyway, yeah.
Because if you don't put in effort, you know what I mean, it ain't going to last.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, keep going.
And that brings us to number three thing I learned in life. Don't mistake activity for achievement.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of a treadmill, talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like running on a fucking treadmill. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be hustling hard every day, getting up, grinding, no sleep, 24-hour grind, you know what I'm saying? And the team, no sleep, all that hashtag shit.
We grind while they sleep.
While they sleep. You know what I'm saying? But if you are just doing the motions with no strategy, no destination, no, you know what I'm saying, no plan, you can't achieve the things you want. You know what I'm saying? So you could spend years just hustling and grinding and not getting to the place you want because you're not putting in the necessary work into thinking about and visualizing where you're actually going.
Have you ever been in a situation that you could recall where you felt as though you were doing everything that needed to be done, and then you took a step back and realized, I'm just really on some busy shit. I'm not applying any focus.
I ebb and flow in that shit. Like when I first started this company, 2006, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I started it. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that I could do something. I had saved up some money. I put it into the business. But at the end of the day, you leave a job and you step out in the world and your chest is poked out like, yeah, I'm about to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to show these motherfuckers, boy, who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're doing it. And you're doing it for almost for your ego almost. Like, right. Yeah, we about to show, you know what I'm saying? We about to turn, you know, like you're a rapper and like you on a rap song and shit. You know, like, you know, we show up.
Right.
We got on every chain.
Right. You want to look the part.
Like, you want to look the part. You want to show everybody. You're so eager to show everybody what you could do.
Right.
That you're doing it for that. And so what you end up doing is you go through the motions and you putting it out and you being in the place to be, mm-hmm. and you're doing the work.
Right.
And you're doing work and you're working 24 hours a day, uh-huh. and you at it. But it ain't no strategy to it. You ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It ain't taking you where you need to go. You didn't really sit and think of, okay, why am I doing this particular activity?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to this particular place?
Yeah.
Because everybody that I know that's in the game is going to be in this place.
Right.
But all of those people might not be the people that take your business where it need to go.
Right.
So your ass is supposed to probably be in another room doing some other shit, but nah, you in the same room with all the people that you know because you want to show them that you here.
Or that you think that's where you should be.
Right.
You kind of... Sometimes you got to ask yourself what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you don't know immediately, you need to be chill for a while to where it starts to make sense. Okay, I have a purpose rather than chasing what looks like success because that might not be what you want. You might want to look like one of these motherfuckers that's on, but when you start to look like that, you realize this shit is taking me off my path.
But see, the thing be though, you don't realize that your whole position has changed. You know what I'm saying? You're going to the places that you went to when you was a worker.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When you was on the corner, when you was at the job, when you know what I'm saying? You in the room with everybody that's shiny, that got jobs, that, you know what I'm saying? They you know, they doing their thing on the cocktail circuit.
Right.
But really, now you a motherfucking business owner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You not just working.
Right, right.
You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
now, right. These dollars is dollars that you spent out of your pocket or, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
out of your business to make work. You supposed to be in the room with motherfuckers who could help you with that.
Right.
The motherfuckers in them other rooms can't help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you don't understand. You busy and you out there. And
aiming at the wrong target.
You aiming at an old-ass target when you on some new-ass shit.
Mm. Yeah, that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
You got any other gems before we...
Warren Buffett said this. You know, Warren Buffett said this. This applies to an investment, actually. Warren Buffett said, I forget the exact quote, but he said, activity is the enemy of investment returns.
Mm.
And then the second quote he said, and I pulled it up because I got it on my phone.
Shit.
You don't get paid for activity. You just get paid for being right.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Now, what he means by that is Wall Street makes his money on activity. Wall Street's all about selling, 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 selling.
Right.
But the only people that make money off that is the brokerage house, because every time they sell something, they get a cut.
Right.
But you get caught up in like, yeah, I'm making moves, but you're losing money because every time you make a sale, you're giving money to the brokerage house.
Hmm.
So similar to Ali's point, sometimes an investment is something you make your move and then you got to sit on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have faith that the project is right. There's going to be other hot offers. I mean, Damon, you know this. How many times you and I get an offer for a comedy show and we got to say no to it?
I don't never say no.
Yeah,
all right. Nah, all right. I can dig it, but yeah,
you gotta say no because that's activity, but it's not but it's not guiding you where you want your comedy to be at.
Right. That's
so
where
it's activity.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you gotta have vision.
More Facebook, exactly.
Yeah, you can't just be doing this shit because, to your point, you went on Facebook and you seen this other guy or this other woman. She did that, and you like, damn, I want to do that too. But you didn't want to do that until you saw somebody else do it. You saw the likes and the attraction, the attention that they got. That's taking you off your path. Right. That wasn't you. Be true to you.
And a lot of guys, I see some guys. They'll take a deal or whatever to take an offer, and you see them on Facebook bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then come to find out, the offer was horrible.
Yeah, you know that's smoke and mirrors.
Like they're doing something. Yeah,
that's smoke and mirrors. I don't. You know. Listen. However, a motherfucker got to do to get himself through the day. I can't, you know. I see. Listen, man. Shit. You got anything else you want to?
That was my little few life lessons.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I thought I would share with the conversation.
Yeah, no, I hear that. You know,
before I turn up.
There you go. I could dig it. Just hit him with a little jewels.
That was great.
I don't consider them jewels. It's just, you know what I'm saying, shit that I've seen along the way. You know, that you get punched in the nose a couple times, that, you know, if you could help somebody else not get punched in the nose to be able to duck that blow, you know what I'm saying, you put it out there. It's like, you know.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, you pay it forward. Like, you know.
That's a jewel, though. Recognize the jewel. It's still a jewel.
Okay.
It's a jewel.
All right. If it's a jewel, if it's worth something to the people who listen,
yeah, man.
If it's worth something to y'all, then it's a jewel.
If it ain't,
then that shit was just whatever. You know, that's just some shit that nigga learned.
There you go.
It is nigga.
Old learned ass.
Old learned ass.
Hey, Damien.
Yo.
You know, Quincy Jones was nominated for Academy Awards several times.
Several.
Yeah, all that shit.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Emmys, Oscars,
yeah.
Grammys.
Quincy Jones.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yes, that motherfucker is legit.
I got a quick question before we get out of here. I got a quick question I want to know. And I want to ask you guys, and I want to ask our listeners. I want y'all to jump in the comments. Let us know what you think. Has George W. Bush, in retrospect, been... This is the thing. George W. Bush was a horrible president, right? We remember, we was all on this, all board when he was a terrible president. Mm-hmm. When Barack came, he was like, "Woo, you got some shit to deal with. He didn't fuck this country up, blase skip." Now, after 8 years of Obama, I see Bush on the periphery, right? He comes in and out every so often.
Mm-hmm.
He's still real hapless and real kind of... like a bit of a genuine idiot at times. You know what I mean? He's like that, like the idiot neighbor now. Because he's not running the country. So it's kind of like in a box. It's almost like some Urkel shit. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you fucking shit up. Like,
When I see video of him dancing at the funeral, like, he don't mean to dance at the funeral, but, you know, he did some, for whatever reason, he felt that this was the moment to dance at the funeral. He's dancing at the funeral.
George Bush be on that Coca-Lina?
He might be. But I find myself, now that I know he's not steering the conversation, or he's not the fucking the president no more, that he's a little bit more entertaining. Is it just me, or have y'all been paying attention? George is kind of funny now.
But George was funny then. It was just wasn't funny to us.
Because the stakes were way higher.
The stakes was higher. But, yeah, you know, you could tell George ain't give a fuck. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this. You know what I'm saying? He spent more time in Texas than he did in D.C. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker got shot. You know what I mean? It was a whole kind of shit going on with George.
He got shoes thrown at his ass.
But he ducked them shit. You saw this.
He ducked them smooth. But that was one of the funniest, wildest moments ever in presidential
history.
George was like,
you can't hit me.
He was elusive as a motherfucker. Like, he been had shoes thrown at him before.
Yeah, he don't. George, I don't think George didn't want the job in the first place.
Uh-huh.
He just happened to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whether it was forced by his daddy or some shit. But he played the role as good as he could. But he was the president that took the veil off of that position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could see all the way through, he did not give a fuck about mm-hmm. half the shit. Mm-hmm. He did not deliver the shit in no eloquent manner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He was like, fuck this shit. We need to go to war. I need $60 billion. Y'all going to sign this shit. And then everybody, okay, we going
to go. Sorry to interrupt, but I got to jet, y'all.
All right, well, let the people know where you going to be. We all going to get out of here. Let the people know where you going
to
be.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Sorry to interrupt. I'm going to be at a Comedy Magic Club this weekend. I'm also doing a I'm in Los Angeles. I'm headlining the Ventura Comedy Club this Friday. So I'll be out there this Friday.
Mm-hmm. Muhammad, where you going to be at? Talk to him.
Man, I'm going to be in Brooklyn. I'm going to be on the Thorough TV. I'm going to be at Mr. Muhammad on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, yeah, catch me.
All right, well, there you go. Well, I'm going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club on Friday and Saturday, the 30th and October 1st. In San Francisco, Cobb's Comedy Club. If you out there in San Francisco, Bay Area, make sure you touch down. We got two shows, maybe four shows. We got a bunch of shows. Saturday, Friday, come out. We're going to have a good-ass time. Cobb's Comedy Club. And shit, until next time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Of it all is to be in the conversation.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
We out.